My friends, as we approach the great and historic event of Christmas, something universally celebrated throughout the world, let's remember the why. Let's remember who's responsible for Christmas. Of course, it's God the Father who sends His Son, and the Son who becomes man to save us, and the Spirit who sanctifies us through the sufferings of the Son. But also remember that it's the yes of a 16-year-old virgin that allows the Son to become man. Mary says yes, and we get Christmas. It's interesting, we see this on postage stamps, we hear it in music, we see it on billboards during this time of the year, and then all goes away, as if somehow this isn't a universal time of celebration and a universal time of redemption affected by Jesus becoming man and dying for us. Now, Mother Teresa was traveling and she had a Christian next to her in the plane who was not Catholic, and the woman was a great admirer. And the woman said, "Mother Teresa, I support you and I'm such a fan of yours, except I don't understand the Mary thing. Why you have this devotion to the Mother of Jesus?" Mother Teresa turned to her and very simply said, "It's very simple. No Mary, no Jesus." And that's what we have to remember during this Christmas. No Mary, no Jesus. I also want to make reference to an unfortunate act of blasphemy that happened recently in the area of New York City, where there was a huge billboard and it was a split screen. And the top part of the screen said, "Keep the Mary," and it had a picture of Santa Claus. And the lower part of the screen said, "Remove the myth," and it had a picture of our Lord Jesus on the cross. Now, this was put on by an atheist society, and I couldn't help but wonder, if they had Allah in the lower half, would that have made it in New York City? Would they have been allowed to do that? Or even the God of the Old Testament, which of course is our Abba Father, but if it had a Jewish focus rather than a Christian focus, would that have been permitted in New York City? So it is up to us, out of love for our Lord and gratitude, to also speak up and defend Him, to offer reparation by our prayers. And I ask each of you to pray one Hail Mary in reparation for this great blasphemous scene in Times Square in New York City. But also, let's make sure that we're doing our part to respond to it, to say this is objectionable, this passes the lines of decency for a multicultured country where we're supposed to be respectful of others' religions. And you know what? Ultimately, my friends, it shows the great emptiness, because without Jesus, there is nothing to be Mary about. You can't have the M-E-R-R-Y Mary if God doesn't become man. This season isn't just an arbitrary time where people decide, well, let's just be nice to each other. Let's be jolly. Let's be friendly. This is the Heavenly Father raining grace upon humanity during this Advent and Christmas time as a sign of gratitude for His Son who became man to redeem us. That's why it's the favorite time of the year for most everyone, because God blesses it with His grace because God the Son became man. So let's remember, there's no such thing as a Merry Christmas without Jesus. I also found it was interesting that instead of putting an image of the baby Jesus in that lower half, they put the image of the crucified Jesus, because the baby Jesus is so universally appealing. But the crucifixion is a sign of contradiction. And yet we have our crosses, and that's why Jesus shows us how to take our crosses so we can be joyful and peaceful during this Christmas season, even in the midst of great crosses. So let's rejoice in that which comes so soon with Christmas. And also let's remember who's responsible. God the Father in His infinite mercy. God the Son in His incarnational love. The Holy Spirit as the great sanctifier. And the yes of a woman. That's why we have Christmas. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli saying, have a very blessed Christmas to you and to your families. Take care.